Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Journalist Simeon Saunders Booker Jr., who chronicled the civil rights movement for Jet and Ebony magazines, died Sunday at age 99. Booker was born in Baltimore. He grew up in Youngstown, Ohio, but returned to Baltimore in his early 20s to work for the Afro-American newspaper, launching a journalism career that made him the first African-American reporter hired by the Washington Post, and then took him across the Deep South, reporting on the civil rights movement for Jet. When he was 95, with his wife Carol McCabe Booker, he published a memoir called Shocking the Conscience, a reporter's account of the civil rights movement. In July 2013, producer Matt Purdy and I visited the Bookers at their summer home in Lusby, Maryland. A warning, in recounting his travel through the South, Booker used a racial slur. We have not censored it. We spoke about how he shaped news coverage at Jet magazine, which before he joined the staff was known for covering black celebrities. He told us he pushed Jet to cover the burgeoning civil rights movement in 1954.
I just felt that if you have a magazine or a newspaper, you should help somebody somewhere. It should be an advantage of giving people something they don't get otherwise. The dailies don't carry a lot of things, then I think the black press should carry it.
You became known as the man from Jet.
Well, that was two reasons. I didn't want anybody to know my name, my travel in the South, and I didn't want anybody to remember my name by reading the magazine, so I just didn't use my name at all. And I used, when they said the man from Jet, that's why I let them use the man from Jet. It just protected me when I went to the Deep South.
What was the most frightening situation you remember from those years? Frightening for you?
I remember in Mississippi when a police officer stopped me and opened the car door I was driving and looked at me and said, "Nigga, you're not from down here." And I said, "How is he that smart?" And he looked at me again, he said, "Niggas around here don't wear them kind of eyeglasses." And I said, "Oh boy." That's when I realized, you know, I wasn't going through the unknown.
And sometimes you carried a Bible so people would think you were a preacher?
I always carried a Bible in the South. I had a background, my father being a preacher, it wasn't hard to get a Bible. And carrying that, I could pose as a minister. But I thought I was fooling them, but I wasn't fooling them. The way I had to live in those years, I wouldn't say I was frightened all the time, but most of the time. And I never knew what the next day would bring.
The voice of pioneering civil rights journalist Simeon Booker, who died last Sunday at age 99. Here on the Record on WYPR, we're listening back to a conversation I had with him in July 2013, when he and his wife Carol McCabe Booker published his memoir, Shocking the Conscience, a reporter's account of the civil rights movement. In August 1955, the murder of 14-year-old Emmett Till was a galvanizing moment in the struggle for civil rights. Till was from Chicago, visiting relatives in Mississippi, when he was kidnapped, tortured, and shot after he reportedly whistled at a white woman working in a grocery store. Simeon Booker covered the murder for Jet and got to know Emmett Till's mother, Mamie Till Bradley.
I went down with her to meet the body when it came in, train station.
And you were with her when she insisted that that casket be opened, even though the state of Mississippi had tried to
stop it,
make an order that it could not be. And you had a photographer there then who took the picture of what
I had,
the body looked like.
David Jackson.
Yeah, David Jackson. He was very good.
Do you think it changed things in terms of coverage?
It changed. When I first started, nobody paid any attention to us anyhow. So when this happened in Mississippi, it was the same. I didn't expect any change. And there wasn't until all of this start and they'd pick it up.
And then it had a complete sea change on the black community's determination to move forward with civil rights. Any person today who you talk to who was teenage or older back then in 55 saw that Jet magazine, never forgot that picture. People who were in SNCC later on in the sit-ins, they will tell you that as teenagers they saw that picture and it just made them want to grow up fast so that they could do what they had to do to achieve civil rights in this country. And the line that formed around the funeral home and the chapel in Chicago, just thousands of people because of the coverage. And it was Jet magazine's initial coverage and then the Chicago Defender front page, and then the white press picked it up. They couldn't ignore it. It got so big that it couldn't be ignored. And then the press descended upon the Till trial, including TV coverage, which at first, as Simeon says in the book, he thought they were just in the way. That was before anyone realized that bringing these images into your living room where you were sitting with your family watching this new development called television was going to have a great impact on the movement and American culture.
Congratulations on the book.
Thank you.
Simeon Booker, the man from Jet, and his wife Carol McCabe Booker. We spoke with them at their home in Lusby, Maryland in 2013 when they published his memoir, Shocking the Conscience, a reporter's account of the civil rights movement. The Afro wrote in its tribute yesterday that Booker, quote, was a courageous and award-winning journalist who put his life on the line to tell the story of Black America during the civil rights movement, close quote. At the On the Record page at WIPR.org, we have links to a few obituaries of Booker. I'm Sheila Cast. Glad you've been with us this morning. Have a terrific weekend.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.